The reason is that it was called in the old days Rejoice Sunday. And in Advent, we're celebrating, we're waiting for the birth of Christ, but we know the end of the story. We know that this baby would become a man who was killed for our sakes and rose from the dead. So there is a rejoicing in it, and we sing the Alleluia during Advent. So the rose colour is, it's a celebration colour.
And yet it's on the third week, and then yeah. We have to go back to the fourth week again. I mean,
I'm not sure why it was the third week, really. But it brings us back to expecting Christmas again in the fourth week, where we have the figure of Mary, is very much the fourth Sunday of Advent figure. So we're if you like, we turn on the radio and the music a bit louder for the third Sunday, and then we go back again to prepare again, knowing that it is a joyful preparation, celebration.
So what kind of things might people do for the third Sunday of Advent?
I like to think of thinking more of Christmas here, and the third Sunday of Advent, people are at their Christmas parties, and there is a lot of celebration. Christmas is not just a spiritual preparation. I get a bit switched off, to be honest with you, by homilies about put Christ back into Christmas, and we're all celebrating too much and we've forgotten the real meaning of Christmas. I don't like to, I find that a bit condemnatory. I think that the celebration of Christmas is body and soul, mind and heart, and there's a time for joining the celebration together. The parties, the Christmas tree, the great joy of the children is about everything. It's about presents. It's also about the baby Jesus, and it's about the crib. So I think that we link it all together. And maybe for our parties, we should light a few pink candles as well and remind ourselves that this is also a spiritual celebration. But if it's not a normal celebration, it means that it doesn't really touch our lives.
That's a nice idea. So you're saying as long as you have the rose candle lit, you can go out and celebrate.
And celebrate in such a way that is respectful of people, and maybe bring our celebration to people whose lives are dull and who need our company and our joy at Christmas. Christmas can be a very lonely time. And I think actually one of the main lonely times of Christmas is the week after, when all the dinners have been given and everybody has done their bit for those who are homeless or poor. The week after can be a very lonely time. So our celebration is not a selfish one. It can include people maybe we don't normally talk to. And that very often happens at Christmas. We bury the hatchet a bit. And there's often a line in the sand drawn at Christmas about old hurts and grudges. And isn't that something to celebrate and light 100 rose candles about?
Are you doing anything particular in your own church for the third Sunday?
In our own church, we will have the Gardiner Street Youth Drama Group doing their Christmas play, who would be very young children who have been preparing a Christmas play, and that will be on the Saturday, after the Saturday evening vigil mass. We've had one or two things already, like the Christmas concert with Our Ladies Choral Society, which was in aid of Friends of Calcutta. There will be the usual preparation for masses, like the Gospel Choir Mass is at 7:30 on the third Sunday of Advent, and also on Christmas Eve at 7 p.m. And then there is Mass at midnight, which will be broadcast on the national radio, and on Christmas morning a family Mass. There will also be Vincent de Paul celebrations for a lot of the people around our area who need a bit of help at Christmas. After that, we'll probably sit back for a few hours and open the church again on Stephen's Day.
Take it easy. So your gospel choir will be singing their hearts out on the third Sunday of Advent. Yeah. You want to pick a song here?
Well, what about ending with Oh Happy Day? It's a good Christmas song, and it's a song from the Gardiner Street Gospel Choir, and thanks very much to them for that.
And it's very celebratory anyway.
It is indeed, yeah.